This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning, this is Nigel and you've tuned in to CNBC TV 18 podcast. Well, before we start off, hoping all is well at your end, wish all of you and your families good health. Together, we will conquer this deadly coronavirus. Please take all the necessary precautions and cooperate with the authorities. That's all we can do. But shifting focus to the stock market then. Early this morning, we wake up to rather bearish cues coming in. The Dow ended with sharp cuts on Friday as the total number of cases in the United States spiked to more than 100,000. That's 1 lakh cases. However, it was a record-breaking week for the US markets, with all three frontline indices gaining anything between 9% to around 13%, which is the best we've seen in many, many years. Coming back to our markets though, the Nifty has been on a four-session winning streak. We've gained close to around 1,000 points in the last four sessions. The key reasons for the up move was that global cues were positive. The Reserve Bank of India gave us the big bonanza or the big booster shot that we're looking forward to. The government of India has tried to support the lower income group, which will support rural demand, and NAV propping given the fact that we're coming to the end of the year. But sell-on news played out on Friday post the Reserve Bank of India stimulus as the Nifty came off nearly around 400 points from the day's high. Now this morning, the SGX Nifty is indicating a sharp 250-point decline to kickstart trade. On the downside, the crucial levels we'll be looking at will be the recent low. That comes in at around 7,511, and that could be the near-term bottom for the Nifty. The maximum open interest from the futures and options space comes in at around the 8,000 put, so that could be one level of support. And also the 100-month moving average comes in at around 8,432. Now, we know that's a crucial technical level that everyone's been tracking, so we keep an eye out on that mark as well. In terms of stocks and news, Sun Pharma, the stock should be under some pressure. The Halol plant was inspected in December 2019, and now, in fact, it's been classified as an OAI. That's the official action indicated. Why is an OAI negative? Well, the US FDA may withhold approvals for any pending product till observations are resolved. And the classification also means there could be a higher probability of a warning letter. We have a Credit Suisse note coming in today as well, and they have cut their target prices on all the stocks, Sun Pharma, Lupin, Oro Pharma, Cipla, Cadila, as well as Dr. Reddy. So we'll keep an eye out on all those pharma stocks in trade today. Besides that, the auto stocks as well will be in focus because later this week, we'll be getting the March 2020 sales numbers. Obviously, it'll not be very, very good. But in today's trade, we'll keep an eye out on those stocks because the Supreme Court, they've extended the time for the sale of unsold BS4 inventory. And the Supreme Court has relaxed the March 31st deadline. They have allowed sale of around 10% of the BS4 unsold inventory for 10 days post the lockdown. Delta Corp, keep an eye on that stock. The board has approved buyback of shares worth around 125 crores for a price not exceeding 100 rupees each. Also keep an eye on Godrej Agrovet. The company has entered into a sale deed with Godrej Properties for the transfer by way of sale of land parcel for around 130 crores. The Future Group stocks have been under pressure and Future Retail has seen a couple of downgrades coming in from rating agencies, particularly S&P Global and CARE, while Future Supply Chain as well has seen a rating downgrade come in from CARE. Well, the SGX Nifty is indicating a sharp downtick to kickstart trade, so the second half of trade becomes extremely crucial. Let's see whether or not the bulls can fight back or the bears, they come in full control. Well, this is Nigel, and you've been listening in to the Market Buzz podcast brought to you in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Here's wishing you a good trading day and a good week ahead.